3.5 months ago, Nicolet Minerals owner Gordon Connor asked the Department of Natural Resources to suspend work on a permit for the mine. Now he wants the process speeded up, and he's convinced an independent report on the mine's feasibility will dispel fears about the potential pollution threats from cyanide the mine might pose to the Wolf River. That report is due out in October.
We're very confident about the state-of-the-art project we have here. We feel that this report will say essentially that there isn't going to be any damage done to the headwaters of the Wolf River, and that the cyanide issue is non-existent. And these are the major war cries from the opposition.
The report comes from the now-defunct Governor's Scientific Council on Metallic Mining. Connor says he'll sue the state for the $1 million his company paid to finance it if it's not accepted as an official document. Mining opponents, on the other hand, are placing their hopes in a different mining council, one the DNR will appoint soon to establish minimum qualifications for any company that wants to mine in the state. Dave Bluen of the Sierra Club says Connor runs a timber company and has no experience in mining.
The proposal appears to be moving forward, but it's in the hands of an unqualified mining company. Hence the need for sound and solid rules that establish minimum qualifications for a mining company operator.
DNR officials say the new council will be appointed to write those rules sometime in October, but it's not clear how they will apply to Nicolet Minerals. Spokesperson Elizabeth Kleesner says she doesn't want to second-guess the process.
I don't want to make any type of a presumption that they would be disqualified, because that's a value judgment regarding, you know, what the rules would say and what the qualifications are of the Connors, and I certainly wouldn't want to presuppose that in any way, shape, or form. But what we do have to sort out is how these rules would apply to this project. That will be a part of the process.
Kleesner says it's not clear how long it will take to write the rules. It's also not clear how long it will take for the DNR to finish writing an environmental impact statement for the mine. Once that's finished, a 2-year review process with a series of public hearings begins. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.